If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Did you ever hear that version, Roger?
No, I like this rocking out. The bunny is rocking.
That's why people can't sleep while they listen to my show.
No, they were dozing. They were starting to go, and you played that.
And I woke them up, Well, I'll tell you what. One of Chicago's very own Anderson's Candy Shop has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois, for almost 100 years. And just as making quality candy is a four-generation tradition in their family, giving Anderson's as a gift has become a multi-generation tradition for thousands of others. It's the best chocolate I've ever had, and Anderson's the family, nicest people I've ever met. And joining us to talk live in studio about the family history and the world of sweet Easter treats is Leif Anderson and his daughter Katie. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So nice to have you here. I know this is a time of year where you are just in the workshop working morning till night.
Yep, that's right. In fact, I came directly from there on the way here. I want to thank you for providing me with my own private highway this time of night. It was awesome.
Isn't that great? All the way from Richmond. I think about that drive you make. So thank you for doing that and coming down here. First of all, love your chocolate. I was just mentioning that, you know, always when I go up to Wisconsin, which is almost every weekend in the summertime, I always stop at your shop. In the wintertime, I make it more to Barrington. I have family out there, and we stop in the shop all the time to keep stocked up. And I just got done with this like dietary cleanse for the last 2 weeks, so this is my reward. Sitting here are these fabulous eggs and everything else you have. Family-owned, dating back to 1919. We're getting 3 years away from your 100th anniversary. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it. I think it's time we start planning a big event, don't you, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
That's huge.
Yes, it is. My grandfather started here in Chicago, and I don't know that he thought it would go this far, but we're happy he started.
Well, here's the really cool thing is Chicago, you know, and I say was, you know, the candy mecca of the universe here. And although there's a few companies left here, Anderson's still, you know, survives and does this every single day.
Yeah, no, and we're proud to be from here. And when Marshall Field's outsourced their Frango mints, we were all in the industry, not just them. We were all offended when they said, you know, we have to send it to Ohio because it can't be done here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, it can be done
here. Yes, it can be done here. Yeah, absolutely. Well, plus, you know, here's what's really cool is everything is handmade, which is amazing to me. And it's all raw cane sugar, grade AA Wisconsin butter, pure Madagascar bourbon vanilla extract, whole cream. You are not messing around.
No shortcuts.
Nope, there's no shortcuts. Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, and I love seeing you out, and I'm looking forward to this because, you know, we're getting close to spring here, and there's so many festivals in and around town, and you guys are at all of them.
Definitely. You know? This weekend, we just finished up. Barrington has a Celtic Fest every year.
Yeah.
I think they're finishing that up tomorrow. They have Irish dancing and all sorts of Irish food to enjoy, and you can go across the street and have our Bailey's marshmallow eggs. And on the weekends, we've had the Easter Bunny out in our Richmond shop.
Yeah.
So we definitely have a lot of fun in the springtime.
Always, always, always. So Easter treats, and you've got a few things in studio here, and I want to lead off with this chocolate bunny, which, you know, I found out, by the way, folks, that our streaming might be down, so you can watch us live at WGNRadio.com, so you could click on watch. But if you look at the screen, there's this beautiful bunny that is carved after the bunny that sits in front of your building. Tell us a little bit about that story.
Yeah, when we had to cut down the tree that I grew up under a year ago, we asked the customers what we should do with the tree stump, and we left about 12 feet of it out of the ground so we'd have some flexibility, and the overwhelming response was make it look like one of your Easter bunnies that you do at Easter, and this is one of the ones it was modeled after, and you can come in the store and look around yourself and see if you can pick out the mold that the tree is made after, because the tree is just 10 feet away outside the door.
I think that's one of the things people like about the shop during Easter time is we have 30 different antique metal molds that we make all of our solid chocolate bunnies and crosses and chicks after. And it's just you come in and you see it's a chocolate bunny, but it's a little it's in a different position or style or holding an egg, and it looks unique. And people really like that. Now that's all in front of our store, 12 feet tall year round.
And I say your chocolate's addictive. This is 16 ounces. You could do this in one sitting.
Oh,
if you really wanted to.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
You could.
Oh, yeah. He says, yes, oh, yeah. You could. Oh, yeah. And then you mentioned to me here that there is another one. It's two bunnies on a motorcycle. I mean, you got so many different treats we'll talk about. But this one, you said the mold is ready to be replated. So kind of explain that. That's kind of cool.
Well, yeah. Our molds get a lot of use, and they're most all of them are antique molds, and they're nickel silver plated. And occasionally, after years, that plating wears enough that they don't produce good copies anymore. So we made as many of these molds as we could before the quality reduced. And you're looking at the last one for the year right in front of you. It's really popular. And so we'll send this out to a replater that's on the North Shore. And they'll have it for several weeks. And then we'll get it back and it will have another 20 or 30 years.
How many molds do you have in the shop?
What would you say, including the ones that are retired?
I would say 75, if you include all of the ones that we've retired or have gone out of vogue, and then we'll cycle back in later. Yeah.
What's the oldest one you have?
We have some from the 1800s, the late 1800s,
That's wild.
And metal molds were all the rage until Bakelite plastic in the 1920s. And everybody shifted to those. We have a few of those, but they're not usable because they're so brittle. And they moved away from metal because in the factories, metal clanged too much and was causing people to go deaf. So they went to plastic.
Interesting. Now, you've got these great Easter baskets that you can purchase with goodies inside of them, but you can fill them with Easter goodies or what you can buy every day at Anderson's Candy. So first, let's talk about all the Easter things you have. You've got these beautiful marshmallow eggs. Let's talk about that.
So the marshmallow eggs, they come in dozens, and we have original vanilla flavored or Bailey's Irish Cream flavored, and each of those marshmallow eggs is
vanilla.
We make them in small batches. They're made by hand. Each little marshmallow egg is actually poured out with a scoop into a little cornstarch mold, and then they're all hand dipped in our chocolate, and they just kind of puff and pop in your mouth when you eat them,
and that
marshmallow mixes with the chocolate, and they are amazing.
But I don't even care what's in them or around them. It's the chocolate
that
is just so signature. It's your chocolate. Mm-hmm. It just tastes amazing. What did you put on Facebook today?
On Facebook, those were the marble cream eggs.
Oh,
so we have nine flavors of cream eggs. Yes,
yeah.
And the marble is a mix of two of our popular flavors. It's a swirl together of our vanilla buttercream and our chocolate buttercream.
And it
makes this sort of zebra kind of look, and then we dip that in our chocolate. And that's one of the nine flavors we do. We also have peanut buttercream, coconut, maple nut.
Maple nut's really great.
Marzipan.
I've never had the fruit and
fruit and nut is a red cherry flavored cream with little bits of orange peel and pecan in it.
Nice.
That's really good too. Pudding buttercream, and I think I mentioned all mine.
Oh, that's very cool.
And those come in different sizes. So we have like the little normal egg shape size, 2 ounce, and they go all the way up to 1 pound.
Wow.
And this is ridiculous, but delicious. And some people kind of slice those up and serve them after Easter instead of a lamb
that's
cake.
Smart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that on your site too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. At Anderson's candyshop.com. And then there's you've got cute little basket stuffers. You got the carrot sucker, you got the chicken egg sucker, you got the Easter corn, and then the chocolate bunnies, the chicks, the eggs, jelly bean eggs. My favorite's a Rice Krispie.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
That is really good. Well, or we'll say crispy rice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the same ingredients as our crispy rice bar, but for some reason, when they're in a nest shape with jelly bean eggs on top, they just taste better. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's one time a year.
Yeah.
But
no, I agree. I love them even more when they're in the nest shape.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the other goodies? I mean, you've got fabulous chocolates every day that you can put in a basket.
Well, yeah, you can get a small quarter-pound box or half-pound boxes of any of the regular stuff we make, but most commonly it would be salted caramels or frosted meltaways, and they'll fit right in an Easter basket.
We also have our bags of English toffee. Or our wrapped cream caramels.
Ooh, that's my daughter's favorite. She loves her English
toffee. Or our candy bars.
Oh.
Drop right in a basket real well.
Amazing. And in milk and dark chocolate. How many candy bar varieties do you have?
Over 30?
I think it's 32 right now.
And when you double it, because they're all available in milk and dark chocolate, that's a lot of choices.
And these are like almost oval. They're flat on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And you can see just not one of them looks the same. They're all handcrafted.
Yep.
When you say candy bar, when I first came into your shop a few years ago, I didn't know what to expect. Those are what's addictive. I will shove them in my glove compartment. They are great treats, man. Yes. And then you've got the fudge, the toffee, as you said, pretzels, all kinds of fabulous stuff as well. And then you have sugar-free and gluten-free stuff as well.
Yes, we do. Most everything we have is gluten-free, and it's all tested with the ELISA system. Mm-hmm. It meets the European standard, because we don't have one in this country yet. Mm-hmm. And so it meets that standard, which is the gold standard in the world. And on our website, you can see which ones are gluten-free, or you can ask on the phone or when you come in the store. Like I said, all but three or four items in the store are gluten-free.
And if you're giving some gifts or you're going to someone's house for Easter, there's some great Hostess Towers, the Indulgence Towers. There's all kinds of great stuff you can find in the shop in Richmond and Barrington and at AndersonCandyShop.com. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to play some candy trivia. And we've got a few gift certificates to give away to our listeners. So if you want to play, give us a call, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200.
Sorry, too many marshmallow eggs.
7200. And we'll give those away after the break next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Blair on 720 WGN. We're talking to Leif Anderson and his daughter Katie Anderson about the ultra delicious Anderson's Candy Shop located in Richmond, Barrington, and online at AndersonsCandyShop.com. All right, let's see who we'll take here for some callers. Sue, you're on 720 WGN. How are you?
Hi, this is Sue. I'm doing well, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. All right, here's the question for you. Got to get it right. We'll give you an Anderson's Candy $25 gift card. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Which holiday season is the busiest at Anderson's Candy Shop? Is it Christmas? Is it Easter? Valentine's Day or Mother's Day?
Oh, boy. I should know this, man. Okay. So,
Christmas, Easter, okay. Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. Take a guess.
Valentine's Day. I'm probably wrong.
It is Christmas. I'm sorry, dear, but thank you so much for calling and playing. Don, hey, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing, pal?
Fine, thanks.
All right, here we go. This is a big question here, and we just kind of talked about this a little. Well, here, let's say, how many Rice Krispie Nests and jelly bean eggs does Anderson's Candy make every Easter season? Is it 100, 600, 5,000, or 1,400?
I'll go with 1,400.
Nice job, Don.
Reading my mind there.
Don, we're going to put you on hold. You want a $25 gift card from Anderson's Candy. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
All right. Sean, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing this morning?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, excellent. All right, here we go. Here's the big question. We just talked about this in the last segment. What year was Anderson's Candy Shop opened? Was it A, 1,800? B, 1940, or C, 1919?
1940.
Oh, it was 1919. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Daphne, you're on 720 WGN. How you doing today?
Hello,
Daphne, you there?
Yeah, it's Kathy.
It's Kathy. I'm sorry. All right, Kathy, all right, here's a question for you. How many individual marshmallow eggs has Anderson's made this Easter season? Is it 1,000, 4,000, or 14,000?
14,000.
You got it. You got it. Kathy, hang on the line. We'll get your information. Hang on there. All right. Who else do we got? Bennett, do we have another player here? I can't hear you, buddy. Which line? Okay, there we go. Beverly, you there?
Hello.
How are you? Welcome to WGN. Let me ask you a quick question, see if you get the answer. It is, what year did Anderson's Candy move out of Chicago and up to Richmond, Illinois? Was it 1900, 1926, or 1950? 1950. Oh, it is 1926. But thank you so much for playing. Ben and I need another player here, Bell. I know we got a couple other people online. Let's get to Mark. You're on 720 WGN. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Excellent. All right. We just talked about the Anderson's candy, the eggs, the cream eggs that they make. Name two flavors that they make. We just talked about it in the last segment. Give me two flavors that they sell. Take a guess.
One is the Bailey's Irish Cream.
Mm-hmm.
And caramel.
We do not make a caramel egg.
But we do make a Bailey's. We'll take care of you, buddy, Mark. Yeah, Hang on the line. We'll get you a $25 gift card.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bars.
Absolutely. Thanks for playing, pal. All right, I'm going to ask, we've just got a couple minutes left here. Let me ask you guys a couple questions. So we're talking about candy history here. Let's see here. Which famous brand of chewing gum was introduced during the World's Columbian Exhibition of 1893? Was it Doubleman, Trident, or Juicy Fruit?
Was it Juicy Fruit?
It was Juicy Fruit.
Yes.
Oh, man. There you go. The late President Ronald Reagan may have loved jelly beans. He loved Jelly Belly. Actually, I have the folks from Jelly Belly coming on next week.
Oh, cool.
But crooner Frank Sinatra was said to favor this candy. Was it Cracker Jack, Tootsie Rolls, or Skittles?
Oh, it had to be Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, it was Tootsie Rolls. Yes, now, why did it have to be? Why did you think that?
I felt like it was just had the it right.
It goes with bourbon.
Skittles went around.
It goes with bourbon. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. He's a big Jack Daniels guy. Okay. What is America's best-selling non-chocolate Easter treat, according to Time magazine? Is it Sweet Tarts, Peeps, or Jelly Beans?
It has to be Peeps.
Yeah, it's Peeps.
Yeah.
It's Peeps.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Oh, we've talked about this before. Okay, so you've got your chocolate bunnies here, and you've got all kinds of varieties of these. So I'm looking at this. You got the Papa and the Baby Bunny. You got the side-facing bunny. Why Philip Cottontail?
Because Peter was taken already. We have a little Peter Rabbit, so now we have a Phil.
You got a flat rocker bunny, you got a big standing bunny, Peter Rabbit, some of the running ones, and of course this one on the motorcycle. So what part of the chocolate rabbit do you eat first, according to the National Confectioners Association? Is it the ears, the tail, or the feet?
I'd have to put my vote for the ears.
Yeah, it's the ears. I'd go for that, too.
Yeah,
I had a customer tell me the other day, though, they prefer starting at the tail. Because
really?
The ears is the best part, and they like saving that for last.
Wow. All right. Okay. Where did toffee come from? Do you remember? You know what country?
Well, it's called English toffee.
Okay, hello, boom. I can't put anything over on you guys. My goodness. Well, I'll tell you, this is honestly the best chocolate you'll ever have, and great Easter treats. And there's a couple ways you can do this. Is you can go to the original shop in Richmond, 10301 North Main Street in Richmond, 128 East Main Street, both on Main Street in Barrington, and online at andersonscandyshop.com. And again, Easter Bunny's going to be there when? Tomorrow and Saturday of next week?
Tomorrow and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days.
Okay.
Yep.
And what other cool stuff do you got coming up? There's a spring wine walk coming up at the end of April in Barrington that you're going to participate in as well, right?
Yes, there is. Looking forward to that a lot. That's always well attended. If you can get into that, it's really highly enjoyable.
And at the bottom of the page, you can...
It's downtown.
Yeah.
Yep, and we have links or information about all this on our website on the events tab, which is on the bottom of our homepage.
And again, don't go to Walmart, Target, Walgreens to go get your chocolate for your Easter baskets. Go to Anderson's Candy Shop. And again, if you can't get there, order online at andersonscandyshop.com.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much.
And happy
always
Easter.
A pleasure. Thank you. And thanks for the gift cards as well. Our listeners will enjoy that as well.